Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Find them smiling every Saturday morning from 9 for CMI Toyota, who love to see you CMI-ling at one of their three big locations. 104.7 Triple M.
15 seconds on the clock, big ball. Harry Taylor has taken the mark. Harry has marked it. 35 out. Not much angle. And will kick after the siren to steal it for the Cats.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe it, Brownie?
Oh, no.
He'll kick from 35 metres. There's got to be 12 Western Bulldogs on the mark. They fell short last week, the Dogs. Taylor from 45.
He poked at it.
He's missed it.
He sprayed it.
He has missed it. And the Dogs steal an amazing win under the roof. Friday night, absolute special game of footy. The Dogs 16-7-103. Geelong 15-11-101. Harry misses. And the Dogs hit.
He did poke at it.
Oh, what a wonderful game of football. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dead Set Legends. That's Australian football at its very, very best. Absolutely fantastic. What a great start it's been to round 15 Thursday night. Sydney versus Richmond, a beauty last night. Geelong versus the Bulldogs, an absolute cracker of a game. And they said our game's no good. Go and jump right in the lake. As I welcome my fellow panellists this morning to the microphone. We got a ripping show, folks. Absolutely. A man who doesn't like Thursday night football, doesn't want Friday night football, doesn't want Saturday football, doesn't want Sunday football, the one and only Andrew Newton-Jum. Good morning, Jase.
G'day, KG. G'day, Adelaide. No, don't put words in my mouth. Don't tell fibs.
Well, you don't like...
Don't tell fibs. I love Friday night football.
Yes.
I love Saturday football.
Yes.
But I don't like Sunday football.
Oh, you've got to have Sunday football, for goodness sake.
You don't, and don't have Thursday night football.
Oh, hang on.
You can't have four nights of football.
Look how we've started as I welcome.
G'day, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning to all our listeners as well. Yeah, what a cracking
What are you showing your face
the...
for?
What
are the Australian
are you talking
cricket
about?
Side? Six zip in the Poms.
Not a good tour. But we're going to Zimbabwe, Jase, so we'll get a couple of wins over there, won't we? Surely. No, it wasn't a good tour for the Aussies, there's no doubt about that.
No, that's cricket anyway.
Yeah, anyway, it's footy season, mate. So I'm actually going to the game this afternoon.
Well, I couldn't give a stuff where you're going.
Yeah, the Crows.
I bet you're going in a corporate box.
Hey, we're not talking about whether you'll go.
Yeah. Get out with the real fans.
Not a box.
What is it then?
The Audi Club, I think.
Yeah, that'd be with Birdie, Justin Bird. Great job.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Thursday night footy, that's what we're talking about. Not whether you're going to the footy. I couldn't care
You
less.
Can't have Thursday night and then still play on Sunday.
Oh,
one has to go.
What a lot of rubbish.
One or the other.
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
Look at today. How good is it to be alive? A double South Australian header.
Not good for local footy.
Port playing Carlton.
Not good for grassroots footy.
Well, sorry. Port playing Carlton. Crows taking on the Eagles. Sit by the radio, open a little bottle of Sauvignon Blanc and have a wonderful afternoon.
Did our good mates from CMI Toyota give you some wine, Adam?
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
When did you pick it up?
Friday.
Right.
Yesterday.
Did you get some?
I got some.
Oh, right.
Yeah, thank you, Adam, from CMI Toyota.
I drank it.
Still waiting for
my... drank
it. Are they left? You got any left?
No, I drank it. What are you supposed to do with the colour bowls of wine?
Well, hang on. Where did you get it?
Where did you get it?
Friday.
That's a decent, decent sesh, Kate.
I didn't drink it by myself.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Who's on the show? Come
See,
on.
See, I'm unlike you two. I share my wine.
Well, your green. I'll give my wine to someone that needs it. You know, someone that just loves to
I
drink.
Need it.
Come on.
Who's on the show?
Benny Hart from the Adelaide Crows.
No, he's not.
Is he, isn't he?
He's not.
No, he's not.
No, that was the rush hour in the week. So.
Fair dinkum.
No, we've got Matthew Nix, of course, the senior assistant at the Power. And we've got David King, who's with Fox Sports, of course.
Benny Hart.
We've got a massive show, haven't we, Cage?
Oh, absolutely, Bluey.
No Benny Hart.
No Benny Hart.
Jeez, I better check the sheet.
Be a good idea.
Right, come on.
Look, okay, we're off from running, and we're going to throw a little issue, a little hand grenade out there, a little later, to the Triple M family.
Stay with us,
folks.
Good to see you, Ado.
Absolutely, my friend. For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. Dead Set Legends on Triple M. For CMI Toyota, it's Triple M's Dead Set Legends with KG, Jars and Greg Blewett.
Good on you, Haydos, and I'll probably get shot for saying this, but I'm going to throw this open to the Triple M family. I don't want to see anything else other than AFL football, SNFL football or cricket at the Adelaide Oval. Like
what?
No, I don't, last night.
What
rugby.
About concerts?
No.
Oh, I lie.
No, I don't. No, it's football and cricket. That's what it's there for. You know,
it's a multi-purpose, buddy. Stadium.
I know. It makes money and so forth. But there are plenty of other grounds you can hold it on. Like for argument's sake, now we look last year the Test match. They had that stupid Mickey Mouse game, Gaelic football played on the day before, and as I understand it, the Adelaide Football Club couldn't train there this week. Later this week.
Because of the NRL game.
NRL game.
Mate, listen to this. This is what happened last night at Adelaide Oval between the Storm and the Roosters.
He's got to do it himself. He's inside the 40. Smith's got a good work on this towards the post. It goes! Cameron Smith, you are a genius! Full time, what an 80 minutes of rugby league.
18,000 fans.
No, how good's that?
No,
Blue?
No.
What was the score? It was about 8-9.
8-9, yeah, it was a tough defensive game. Last year we had 20,000.
The stadium holds over 50,000 and there were 18,000 there last night. You could have shot a cannon at nobody.
So you just want cricket and football and
yeah,
that's it?
That's it. That's for me.
And then it just stays dormant for the rest of the year.
And soccer. Soccer shouldn't be played. That's not a soccer stadium. It's not a soccer stadium.
Oh. So it's all right. You got a ticket to see Liverpool take on the Socceroos Adelaide United a few years ago.
I didn't get tickets.
You didn't go and watch that one
when
there was 45,000 Liverpool fans singing the song, Never Walk Alone.
Good point, Josh.
Soccer should have their own stadium.
Well, they have.
A true soccer stadium. Yeah, but
mate, get up with the times. You can't just say that. You can't come out and say that. That is just, that's uneducated.
KG, we've got the best stadium in the world. Yep. We need to utilise that, surely. And I actually do get annoyed. So I'm going to the game today at the Crows, and yep. I get annoyed that there'll still be markings and all that over the ground today. So as a spectacle, it's not as good today. There's no doubt about that. No. But
it's a football cricket ground.
Mate, we got the Monster Jam coming up in October. We got State of Origin, NRL State of Origin in 2020. That'll be packed. 50,000 to go and watch that.
Well, yep, that'll be brilliant.
That's my
Well, hang on. You just said you don't
want
to.
No, I don't want the Monster Jam.
Well, that's what we're getting. That's what they made attracts thousands of people, new visitors to our state.
Yeah.
Because Adelaide Oval's the hub, a multi-purpose stadium for other sports and codes.
Business, KG.
I'm not so much against concerts. It depends on what damage. But other sport, no. It's not good for soccer. It's not good for rugby.
Because of the dimensions of the ground, exactly. it's not a great spectacle for the rectangular playing field.
It's a football.
It can never
stadium.
Please you regarding Adelaide Oval.
Hey, you can always please me the Adelaide Oval. I love the bloody place.
I just don't understand.
Oh, you want to get rid of the fig trees, Jazz? You want to develop the northern
absolutely.
End?
Absolutely. I think in years to come they should redevelop the northern end of the Adelaide Oval. Keep the scoreboard, but get rid of the oval. Get rid of the hill and the bloody fig trees.
Well, let's
trees.
Just turn it
Build
into the MCG.
Build a 25,000 seater, redevelop. It'd be a 75,000, 80,000 stadium.
Ridiculous.
Fantastic.
Ridiculous.
Fantastic.
Ridiculous.
Well, I'm just thinking ahead, mate.
133353 is our number, and you can also let us know on Twitter what you think about this, about other sports being played on Adelaide Oval other than football and cricket. Let us know for CMI Toyota. It's Dead Set Beautiful. Legends, Triple M. Dead Set Legends on Triple M for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Good on your haters. I'll probably get shot down in flames here, but I've said this one, I'm going to stand by it, that I only want to see football. That's AFL, SNFL footy, and cricket played at the Adelaide Oval. Like, for argument's sake, the Crows couldn't train there was it Thursday or whenever?
But why do you want...
Well, it has an impact. When it impacts Port Adelaide or the Crows, it's not... Or it affects the Redbacks or the Test match. No, no, no.
It affects my work too, Jazz, because I work at the Adelaide Oval. And when you've got games on, you actually have to knock off early. So it's a positive impact.
Roger on the Twitter family, Adelaide Oval, KG and Bluey, taxpayers paid for it, so any event or sport that can pull a crowd and make revenue should be welcome.
Mm. Look, it's, Roger Cameron. It's not about money.
Yes, it is. It is about money. No, it is not. About the corporate dollars, KG.
This is the problem.
It is about bringing new money into our state.
Particularly
economy.
When it has an impact on either the Power or the Crows or our Australian cricket team.
Let's go to the phones. 1-3-3-5-3. Maddie. G'day, Maddie.
G'day, Jazz. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What are your thoughts on KG's comments?
I was actually at the game last night, and KG does have a point in some respect, but we need a rugby league team here at Adelaide, and the threat of the rain did put a lot of people off, but the game was an absolute brilliant game last night, and I enjoyed it.
Mm. Yeah, no. If it impacts on our two football clubs, or impacts on the Sheffield Shield or Test matches, no.
Okay, good on you, Matty. Tristan of Woodville. G'day, Tristan.
Hey, Jazz. How are you, boys?
Hey, mate.
KG, I think it's about time you retired, mate, because you're out of touch. I do
straight
agree
to the
with
point.
You on I agree with you on certain things. You know, you can't have Thursday night.
Well, then why should I retire
night?
If you agree with me? You're contradicting yourself.
Get into him,
mate. Let me finish,
Cage.
You've got a multi-million-dollar stadium in the centre of Adelaide that, rightly or wrongly, we wanted. We had one out there at West Lakes. People weren't going to the games. Now, the state government, the SANFL, the AFL, Cricket Australia all sunk money into that stadium. We need to use it so that we can generate revenue. There are people out there that have jobs in the hospitality industry that are on their knees. You go down the east end of... You go down Rundle Street now that the Royal Adelaide Hospital isn't down there. Mm. Rundle Street is dying.
It's like a ghost town, isn't it?
It is a ghost town. Adelaide is a ghost town.
So we need Adelaide Oval thriving, don't we, mate?
Well, Adelaide Oval is thriving. Like over 50,000, over 45,000. Capacity sell out for test matches. Day-night cricket. Look at all the money that generates.
Good on you, Tristan. We're talking about KG doesn't want any other sport, footy, only just to play footy and cricket at Adelaide Oval. He just wants to protect his little Adelaide Oval down there, where we've got to get more national, international sports playing at Adelaide Oval. I reckon it was a great crowd considering the weather conditions.
No, well, they don't get 18,000 in
over
Sydney
there.
To the games. They get about 5,000 or 6,000.
Chad from South Plympton. G'day, Chad.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Talk to us, Chad.
Oh, I think if you look at reality in Adelaide, we've struggled to bring on a lot of the concerts and sports here for some time, and sort of been on the back foot with where Melbourne and Sydney bring on some of the big names around the world and even sports, and we've sort of lacked that for so long. And I think now we've got an opportunity to be able to capitalise on stuff like the Danny Green and Mundine fight, which I think was a great success here in Adelaide, and I think there should be a lot more of it going in Adelaide.
It's okay if it doesn't impact on our clubs. That's my view. And clearly this week, Adelaide are playing a critical game this week at Adelaide Oval. They lose their stuff, and they couldn't train there Thursday. They had to train at West Lakes.
Good stuff, Chad. I'll give you a $100 Strathmore Hotel voucher. Congratulations. $100 to the Strathmore or Brompton Hotels. Good friends of ours there at Dave Bashir. Mm. Helen of Woodcroft. G'day, Helen.
Howdy, boys. How are you?
Get some sense in the KG, please.
Look, I just wondered, if the Crows were not allowed to train before the match last night, why is there a match on there today, after a match last night?
Well, because according to the SACCA officials, they'll get the ground up and running, but it won't be the same as it would...
What do you mean it won't be the same?
Well, ask Bluey.
Well, no, they...
What are they... What
they have to... They obviously have to prepare the oval for the rugby league game.
It's different.
Whereas if they're getting it ready for the AFL, so all they got to do is pull the posts out.
Yeah, mark the oval.
Mark the lines.
Well, what's wrong with that? What do they use?
I think they just spray over all the advertising, get the AFL advertising on.
Well, that's not going to impact the game today, is it?
Well, no, only visually.
Oh.
Visually it will. Well, it's the same as when a concert's there,
yeah.
Jars, that obviously there's an impact on the grass, isn't there? So visually it's not as good, and it's not as good for the players.
Correct weight and all clear. Good on you, Helen. Thank you for your contribution.
Dean of Oaklands Park. G'day, Dean.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Good, Dean.
Hey, listen, KG, I can't agree with you at all. This is, Adelaide Oval is a community-owned oval. And the reason why the AFL had to come in is because the Thacker tried to keep it as exclusive. Now, it's not an exclusive thing. It's owned by the community for community events.
Dean, the greatest thing that happened to the Adelaide Oval was the redevelopment.
Yep.
No question about that. And the other great thing, Dean, was the fact that the Port Adelaide and the Crows, that's their home ground now. And they get over 40,000. That makes plenty of money. Absolutely.
Good on you, Dino. Take care, mate. Rob from Shido Park. G'day, Rob.
Hi, boys. KG, you live under a rock.
Oh, yes. Well, it'll need to be a big rock, so I'm a bit over.
Well, it might be a boulder then.
Yeah, boulder. That's better, yeah, a boulder.
KG.
Yes, mate.
You're complaining about the Crows not being able to train there.
Yep.
They play 11 home games there. West Coast play what? One, maybe. Mm. You know, you need to take a break.
West Coast. I don't care. I care about the Crows. I care about Port Adelaide.
Yeah, and Port the same. They play 11 home games there.
Well, so what?
So, have a break. Take a Kit Kat, mate.
The football season is for to look after the Crows, the Power, and come finals time, the SANFL. That's what it's there for.
Okay, I want to play 11 home games at the MCG because I want to play in a grand final every year. It's not going to happen.
Spot on, Rob. A $150 Allington's Workwear voucher. Allington's Outpost, Main North Road, Parafield, allingtons.com.au. All yours, $150 voucher there, mate. Bloody good, Rob. Hey, yeah, just quickly. The Twitter family's popping up too, KG. Danny said, heavens forbid the stadium, which aims to make money, KG. And for Jar saying build up the northern end, hell yes. If you can hold 80,000 people, we may have a fair argument for the Adelaide Oval Grand Final.
You would never get.
Wow.
Spot
on.
You would never get 80,000.
If we got 80,000 fans here, if we redevelop the northern end, and keep the scoreboard, I understand that, build around that. We could get an AFL Grand
half
Final.
Half the year.
AFL Grand
for
Final.
Most Port, of the year.
Port,
what are you going to do with the rest
Grand
of the
Final.
Year, mate?
I beg your pardon.
What are you going to do with the ground for the rest
Keep
of the year?
Keep bringing the big events over, my friend. Oh, keep bringing them over and they'll come. Money comes
Look
with
into it.
It,
mate. Our population.
It's building. Our population's building.
You can keep this going on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide.
Oh, the family's up.
Do you want to see anything other than AFL and cricket on the Oval?
It's not that funny. It's great.
Dead Set Legends for Sam I Toyota with KG, Jars and Greg Blewett.
Yeah, good on you, Hayden Austin. A big game, of course. All AFL games are big games. But the game today at the MCG, Power taking on Carlton. And I'll tell you what, golden opportunity for the Power. No doubt about that. As we welcome to the program, the Port Adelaide Senior Assistant Coach, Matty Nix. Matty, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, KG. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate. Matty, what a great story about young Jack Trengove. Like, he's made the club pick him because of his form and hard work. That's a wonderful story.
It is. It's a credit to him because we got him to the club and there's no hiding from the fact that we probably bought him more for his off-field.
Yep.
Initially, he's an outstanding leader. He's obviously got experience in the game. He was an early draft pick, you know, so he's got the talent there. But the way he's held himself, the way he's worked with our younger group, we can't ask for more, and he gets an opportunity this week, and you sort of feel really proud of what he's been able to do, and we just hope now he comes out and enjoys a game on the MCG where he's probably played more games than most of our boys.
Exactly right. No, good point.
Yeah, that's awesome news, Matty. Now, listen, it'd be great to come away with the 4 points, but also your team and your club to be back at the MCG. I mean, your senior players will love it, but your guys that haven't played much at the MCG, just a massive day for them.
It is, yeah. It's experience. It's adding another one, you know, to the belt, isn't it? It's like saying to players, you gain experience by going through different scenarios, and this is a big one. This is you've got to be able to play well on the MCG if you want to win a premiership, yeah. And that's why they're all playing footy. It's a different ground. There's something about it to most, obviously, you know, huge stands. It won't be full today, So it's not going to give you that finals atmosphere, but it's always good to get out there and play on a larger ground and enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy getting out yep. there, you know, with your teammates, because it's a big challenge. Yep.
Mate, it's mentally a big challenge because Carlton will think they're a chance to win today. Obviously, a very emotional day for the football club. Cade Simpson, been a superstar of our competition, playing his 300th game. So that's something you boys need to be mentally switched on from the first bounce there, Nixie.
Yeah, Jars, that's spot on. We, you know, some people believe milestones don't mean much. I don't sit in that camp. I'm, you play for guys you play alongside. Yeah. And when you have, you know, the utmost respect, which I know they would for Simpson, he's such a good footballer. He's been around for so long. They'll be up and about for him. It's definitely in that first quarter, and we've got a job to do to, I guess, try and match what they're going to bring and then make sure we get the game on our terms.
Young Marshall, Matty, is he a definite starter?
Yeah, he is at this point. Yep, Marsh is fine. He's obviously working his way back in.
Yep.
Into form. I think it takes a few weeks to get yourself back up to speed. He's got some stuff there that we really like that we're seeing. He's probably not playing a level he wants to at this point. But in saying that, we think, you know, just keep him getting the games under his belt. We're going to see what we want to see from him.
Yeah, good stuff.
Matty, what's your week been like? You know, sometimes as a coach, you get a feel for the squad going into a game. Sometimes you don't, but how's the preparation been this week?
Well, they've been pretty good. We can't ask for more. And we often discuss that as coaches. You know, some weeks you feel like you've done everything right. Training couldn't be better. Oh, we're up for this. And you come out and you don't perform, you know, in the first quarter. And you just, you're dumbfounded. What more can we do? We couldn't train any better. But this week we've been solid. The guys have become, I think they're getting themselves to a point where they understand what it takes to perform week in, week out and get that consistency. And we're doing a lot of work on that because it's our Achilles heel. It's about consistency with us. We know we can play good footy and sort of compete with most. But we feel good coming into this game at this point. The guys have done everything they can. It's now a matter of basically putting that into practice, you know, the moment we start the game.
Yeah,
Darcy Burned Jones there, Matty, slept in. The alarm didn't go off. Honest mistake. So the leadership group sent a very strong warning to the rest of the players. Just make sure you prepare yourself 15 minutes early to get the training.
Well, and that's probably off the back of what I've just mentioned. That's exactly where we're at. I think it's attention to detail. So let's make sure that we're not missing anything. We don't want to, you know, have a what if, come the end of the first quarter this week. You know, what if this had happened? So I think they're making a statement. We support it 100%, and we're really confident the group's in the right space.
Beautiful, Matty. We appreciate your time. Good luck. Good luck today.
Yeah.
The next 2 weeks, Carlton, St Kilda, golden chance to set up your season. Mm. All the best, Matty, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Matty Nix, he's a good coach, that bloke.
He's a good man.
He's a good man. Oh, he's West Adelaide, man.
So Jack Watts went over as an emergency?
He did, yeah.
Are you alluding that maybe Todd Marshall may not play?
No, well, my mail was that he's got some soreness in his shoulder. That was
well, why didn't you say that to Matty Nix? Well, we had him on the phone.
Well, just asked
he
me.
He gave him the chance to say
I said to him, is he going to play? You didn't ask him the question.
Because Port play, Port Maggie's playing Norwood tomorrow.
Oh, do they?
So Jack Watts flew over today, or flew over yesterday, because he'll probably play tomorrow if he doesn't play for the Met.
He'll just sip home tonight, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Oh, straight after, you're right. But, your intel might be right.
Well, I don't know. Mm. I just said, will he
good
take
player, Toddy Marshalls.
He's a good player, a good kid too, absolutely. Okay, 1-3-3-5-3.
What's up next, mate?
We've got plenty of...
you've thrown him under the...
Oh.
Fair, Dagger.
No, we've got at home with the legends.
Can't wait for that.
That's next.
At home with the legends.
Righto,
here
you
we
two.
Go. Here we go.
How'd you go? How was your week? Blue, you just quickly, how was your week?
Yeah, just very quickly for me. I was given an ultimatum during the week, Jar, so I'd be interested to get your feedback on this. So I'm always banging on about playing golf, right? So I'd love to play two or three times a week if I could.
Yeah.
But the missus said to me, right, so every time you play golf, you need to take me out for dinner.
That's fair call.
Well, it's not a fair call. That's what if it. I want to play three times? I can't take three times during the week.
Beg your pardon?
Catherine's spot on.
Yeah.
That's a fair deal.
That's a fair deal.
It's a 50-50 relationship, mate. It's not all about Greg Blewett and his golf.
Exactly.
Righto. All right.
So how many times do you want to play during the week? Three times?
Two would be good.
All right, so that's two dinner dates. Bang.
Mate, that's about $250.
Mate, only money. It's just money, money.
You sold your house.
You got flush. Yeah, you're loaded.
Yeah, I'm loaded.
So
mate,
you've lost that one, champ. So Catherine's spot on. Yeah. And get that signed off, Catherine.
Right,
I know you're listening.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Let's move on.
George, where have you been? What? You went to the Central Markets, didn't you?
Oh, great place, the markets.
It just really annoys me, Bluey. It's my daughter's birthday today, Sally, and my lady.
Sal had a couple of frosts with her friends.
Oh, God. That's another story.
Are they still going?
She said, Dad, can you take me to the market on Friday?
Nice.
I want to get some special dips that Mum used to buy, the beautiful wife, Sandra, and some cheeses. And she said, you got to go to this particular store.
Mm.
It's called Con Small Goods.
Yeah.
So I've done 455 laps of the bloody market with her, trying to find Con Small Goods.
Right. Couldn't find it.
Finally found it. I was stuffed, exhausted.
Yeah, no doubt.
She bought the cheese.
Yeah, nice.
Off a bloke. And the first thing the bloke said to me, will you give my best to Jars? I said, hang on a minute.
You swore.
Bluey and KG on the program as well.
Did you not swear back?
I did. Yeah. And Sally said, Dad, don't swear in the market.
Yeah. Nice.
Righto.
But what would you do?
What?
How would you have reacted?
Well, obviously Jars likes that story because it's all about Jars.
Yeah, about Jars. Mm. But there's three blokes on this program, not one.
No, I beg your pardon?
I said, you, what?
I beg your pardon?
There's three blokes on this program. I said, you want to work with him? You reckon he's a good bloke? What, you try working with him?
Hang on. There's only one and the others have been carried.
Oh.
Don't worry about that.
Hey? On that note.
Did you pay for those cheeses?
I did.
I won't give away the back.
Don't hate him.
Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. The boys catching up with North Melbourne great David King later on, about half an hour.
Yeah, good on you, Hados. Jars, KG, and Greg Blewett with you right through until 11:30. Fellas, I've been pondering over this particular issue for about a week or so now. The incident involving Jeremy Cameron, who was suspended for 5 weeks for elbowing the young
Harris Andrews from the Brisbane Lions last week.
To me, I think it's time, and I'd like to hear from our listeners. 133-53 is our number. That if that happens, and young Harris was stretchered off in the second quarter, took no further part in the game, surely it's time that if that incident was so blatant, that Jeremy Cameron has to be sent off as well, because it's an unfair playing field. They're one man down.
So you want to bring in a red card?
Red card. When it's as blatant as we saw there, for everybody to see that incident, the elbow was up, knocked him senseless.
He did,
Up comes the red card. So it's an even playing field. Harris never came back, and Jeremy Cameron's got to go off.
But how many things are blatant? Because we talk about, to me, there's... We also talk about mucking around with the game too much.
Yeah,
This smacks of that to me because, you know, if it's in a AFL grand final and there's a big bump, you know, does the shoulder hit the head? I mean, we sit here and discuss what's a fair bump and what's not. So if guys concuss, you know, there's way too many grey areas for me to dishing out red cards.
What if this happened in a grand final where a particular player, like when they try to take out Dermot Burton, on purpose. It was all
Mark
arranged.
Yates.
Mark Yates was all arranged.
That was
to do
intentional.
It.
Yeah, but those days are gone, aren't they?
Well, they are.
I think they are, Blue. Yeah,
but Blue. Look at the incident involving Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah.
Now he put the elbow up. He knows the consequences, and it's unfair for the Lions having to play one man down. Because
maybe the offending side has to play with one less man as well.
We'll just take Cameron off. That's simple.
Just red card him.
Just
he's
red card
done.
Him and away he goes.
Like they do in world soccer.
There are four umpires out there over recent weeks. And if one of the four couldn't see what I saw, was blatant.
Well, they're
going to get stuff wrong, though.
Well, they are, Blue. But I think I tend to agree with KG.
Oh.
When Harris Andrew gets stretchered off, goes to the hospital, and yet Jeremy Cameron's still playing... rest of the game.
It's not right.
It's 4v3 on the interchange bench.
Mm.
Is that fair?
No,
or is that
not,
just how our
it's
game
not
is?
Fair. It's not fair.
That's
no.
just how well, our game
a lot of,
is.
There's a lot of things that aren't
And someone
fair.
Said, I'll bring in a sub. Well, you can't have a sub sit there for four games.
No.
You know, it doesn't. You know, for it's, four quarters of football, and then he might be there for four games.
When it's blatantly obvious that an incident has happened that's not part of our game, and I agree with you, Bluey, that's long gone, those sort of situations. Just red card them and off
and they're gone.
It's not soccer. It's AFL. We stuff around with our game. Well, we all talk about that.
And I've been whinging about that. I understand, but I felt sorry for Fagan, their coach, when he said publicly, "We're one man down."
Mm.
Through an illegal act, not within the laws of the game, and that's not fair.
It happens in grassroots football in the state.
That's different.
If you get a red card, you're off for the rest of the game, and I think you get a week or 2 weeks straight away.
Yeah.
All right. Triple M family, give us your thoughts. Would you like to see a red card brought into the game?
A red card system in the AFL.
Red card system where it's blatantly obvious. And there are four umpires out there. You've got four field umpires. You've got two X amount of boundary umpires, goal umpires. There are more bloody umpires than players. Mm. 1-3-3-5-3. That's our number. Give us a call. Your thoughts on it.
A bit more complicated than that, I think.
Coach. No.
You want yellow cards as well?
No. See, here we get you. You like jars. You go that extra step.
Well, is it time for a red card in AFL? Let us know on Twitter as well. 1-3-3-5-3, Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. In the studio, KG, Jars and Greg Blewett. You guys on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide and 1-3-3-5-3.
Good on you. Hey, Dyson, our topic to the Triple M family. Would you like to see a red card introduced to AFL football in cases that were so blatant, like the Jeremy Cameron one on Young Harris?
I heard that the great Lee Matthews is a bit of a fan of the red card system.
Is he?
Yes.
It's an unfair playing field.
The great man said there is some merit.
Through an illegal act, the Lions are one man down.
Ryan Burkett from the Twitter family, no, it's not soccer, it's football.
Oh, okay.
So you got to call it football, mate.
Right, okay.
Sorry,
trying
Ryan.
To distinguish between the two sports anyway.
Yeah. Shawnee of Manopara West. G'day, mate. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sean.
I'm with you 100%, KG. We need a red card system, and it's quite easy. We've got an adjudicator judging whether we have a goal or a behind. Now, all we need is that adjudicator to have a look at the replay in certain incidents.
Yeah, correct.
And if it's viewed as a deliberate elbow or an illegal hit to a player,
yep,
then that's it. He gets a red card. Because if we get to a grand final situation, say Richmond, for example, Dusty Martin gets KO'd in the first 5 minutes, and say, for example, Adelaide were to win that grand final by a goal or two goals, everybody would be absolutely up in arms, and the AFL would bring that red card system in at a drop of a hat.
Yeah, no, Sean, you're spot on. I'm totally on your team there, no doubt about that.
The Twitter poll said 65% said no, KG, red card, and 35% have said yes. Good on you, Shawnee boy. Stefan of Alberton. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you guys?
Good, Stefan.
I would like to reiterate one thing, okay? I am an avid Port Power supporter, and I used to follow the Port Magpies a lot.
Yep.
And when I used to be a kid and watching the fights and the arguments on the hill at Alberton, that's what football was all about, seeing a guy get stretched off. Everybody clapped him, right? And I'm sorry, but the AFL have made the football game an absolute marshmallow game. You can't touch a player. You can't even sneeze at a player. Like, what happened in the 70s when we used to have Dermot Byrne? They'd get their heads taken off. Everybody clapped. That was what you went to see the game.
No,
the game has become a marshmallow game, and it needs to stop. Otherwise, people are turning away from the game and not even bothering watching it anymore. I don't even watch it anymore because it's not worth watching anymore.
Well, Stefan, we've gone past those days. We've gone past the 70s. What happened then you would not condone today. That's not what footy's about.
1-3-3-5-3. Is it time to bring in a red card system in the AFL? Let's go to Alfie of North Haven. G'day, Alf.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good, Alf. Thank you.
Good. Excellent. Jars, you'd know very clearly that the amateur league run a card system.
Yes, they do.
The yellows and the reds.
Yeah.
And it seems to work quite successfully. So, yes, I'm a strong advocate of it and even adapt that system. But the thing that concerns me is that across SANFL/amateur league, the rules are not consistent. Now, aren't we playing
the same game of
Australian rules football? Yeah. So have your code to say, this is what we're doing. Not one rule for amateur league, one rule for SANFL, and then when we get to AFL. So it's confusing for those striving to be to the best, is what rules do we play under?
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
Spot on, Alf. Mm-hmm. Absolutely spot on.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a $50 voucher to Tiki Greek, great friends of ours down at Grange and Mount Tony Barker. $10 Trace. Specials, best year Ross's in town.
Oh, unbelievable, all right. Yeah.
All yours. He's spot on. Jason of Morford Vale. G'day, Jace.
G'day, KG. You kicked a goal today, mate. It's time the rule came in. But I don't think we should use a red card system. I don't think we should use a sin bin system. I think they need their own system in AFL, and it's to give an incentive for not playing thug football. And that's all it is. It's thug football. It no longer has a place in the highest game.
Correct.
But here's the deal, guys. Like, I think the video ref has its merits in this situation. It can be referred upstairs, and someone off the field who can look at it from three or four angles could then make a decision, take the pressure off the ground umpire, and the player can be put on the bench but not suspended, because they would then go to the match review panel straight away.
Yeah, no, look, that is a great idea. That I'd like to have a bloke upstairs.
If they brought it in, that's a good point. It'd have to go from the umpires on the field.
To ref up.
Take the responsibility away from the umps.
Yeah.
Absolutely sensational idea. That is. That's
Monty of Seaford. G'day, Monty.
G'day, guys. How are you, guys?
Good, Monty.
Just trying to find, pretty well like the last guy, but I think, don't worry about the review. The game gets held up long enough between the goals and the rest of it. Let's just, both players go off. One gets hurt, the other player goes off as well. If he comes back on, you bring the other player back on. If he doesn't come back on, well, then he stays off for the rest of the game.
But I reckon, Monty, they could review the situation while the game still goes on. And then if they do find the guy did something illegal, then kick him off.
Yeah,
possibly.
Exactly
that
right.
would stop the
game. I was just trying to keep him that. Well, it's even one player each off each team. Yeah, they're both off.
Because it's an unfair playing field. The coach of the Brisbane Lions made point.
I think my whole point is that we talk about blatant incidents.
Blatant.
That will get blurred over time, though, what's considered a blatant incident and what isn't. It'll all become a little bit grey, and that's what we're seeing now with the tribunal and
all the other rules. Jeremy Cameron one wasn't blurred.
Do you think that was intentional?
Oh,
do you think he deliberately did that?
He raised his elbow. You don't do that in a contest like that.
But he would say that he's defending himself from getting hurt himself.
Into the contest in the end,
he's protecting himself, so...
Nah.
Knocked the young man.
Mm. Knocked him.
Knocked him out. He won't be playing this weekend.
He's not good.
Some great calls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done.
On Twitter, 64% of people saying no, do not bring in a red card for the AFL, but you can keep that going on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide. In the next 10 minutes, North Melbourne great David King live on Dead Set Legends. 104.7 Triple M. It is Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota with KG Jars and Greg Blewett.
Yeah, let's talk to our former Kangaroo superstar and one of the best in the business, David King on Fox Sports joins us. G'day, Kingy. Thanks for your time on a Saturday morning. Just get back from a run, did you, mate?
No, I haven't ran for about 15 years. So just a normal approach to a Saturday, grab a coffee and get into work. You know the drill.
Hey, Kingy, what a great game it was last night. The Bulldogs played the brand of football last night that they played in their grand final win. That was sensational.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I think that when you look at what's going on with the Dogs this year, I think Luke Beveridge made a conscious decision early in the season that the group that he had, the 2016 Premiership group, wasn't going to be able to rise again and achieve the ultimate success. So he's basically rebuilt and reset with this younger group. I mean, they were 2 years younger than any other team this round as a collective. I mean, that's a massive inexperienced gap between the competition and the Dogs. And they just found a way. They just want to do all the little things that Bevo's asking him to do individually, whether it's tackle, harass, chase, smother, spoil. And it's all coming together perfectly.
Oh, sensational last night.
Hey, Kingy, can I take you back to Thursday night's game as well? I thought that was a cracker, and Richmond's definitely the best side in the AFL at the moment, I think anyway. But there was an incident, Buddy Franklin, a little hit on Alex Rant. So the AFL, geez, they're looking after him, aren't they? Did he got off with a fine?
Well, the thing is, Lance has got off about the last five.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's, you know, at some stage, a 50-50 call has to go against him. And I just thought that this new technique, and we talked about it on Fox Footy last night, it's almost the martial arts move of punching people with the heel of your palm. Mm. I mean, that's as dangerous as a clenched fist in a lot of ways. Now, he hit him in the throat. that still hurts as much as getting whacked in the face.
Yep.
I think he's incredibly lucky here. But at some point, Michael Christian, I'm sure, will have to say, you know what, a call's going to go against you, Lance. You've got to be careful it's not a final, because the days of protecting the Stars, I think, are gone, given the new system.
Yeah, fair call.
Today, the MCG, Carlton take on Port Adelaide. Kate Simpson's been a wonderful player, 300th game. Do you give Carlton any chance against an informed Port Adelaide side there, Kingy?
Well, you know what? We didn't really give the Dogs much of a chance last night either, but emotion, it can play tricks with players. I mean, they'll be at their absolute 100% best today, Carlton. Now, their best is nowhere near Port's best. So the responsibility really is on Port to be mature with their approach to the game. It's an opportunity to get a real good look at the MCG, and that's, I think, important for interstate teams to get a handle on playing where the big games are going to be at the end of the year. Look, this is a game Port should be winning, and winning well. You look at the ladder at the moment. I mean, if Port were to lose this game, they could be out of the eight. And if they win it and win it well, they could be as high as, you know, top two. So exactly. It's a crazy season, isn't it?
What about the Crows, Kingy? Can you believe, injuries and so forth, but can you believe the season they're having at the moment? They've been in the papers for all the wrong reasons the last month.
Yeah, look, when you look at it since the moment that final siren went of the grand final last year, they made a hell of a lot of mistakes, whether it's been what they've said publicly, how they've handled the exit of Lever, the camp, a pretty lax pre-season through the pre-Christmas period. You know, the messaging publicly about, no, this guy hasn't got a hamstring, he hasn't got OP, he's got this, he's got that, right through to where we find ourselves now. Look, it's just been one of those years you just want to put a line through. I just think it's about having one last tilt at a finals campaign, and they have to win today.
Yep.
As soon as they have that loss that you say, you know what, it's probably unlikely, you scrap the season and you get on with 2019 and the planning that's involved there.
Yeah, fair call.
Kingy, what are you hearing anything, obviously, you know, mixing in your circles with the other commentators about Rory Sloane's situation? Of course, the Crows signed away Tommy Lynch, but any news your end with Sloaney?
Oh, I think it's, what I do here is the level of confidence that he'll stay is really high. And I probably agree with that. I mean, he could hardly be an unhappy player. I think that whatever the financial figure is really a comfortable number.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an Adelaide person. There's no desperate need to leave. Where's he going to go? I mean, what sort of environment is he going to walk into as a mature senior player looking for success, really? Where's that next opportunity?
Correct.
Is it St Kilda?
Yeah.
Is it the Kangaroos? Is he going to enjoy that? I think he'll be staying. And the whispers, and Rory's been really, close, keeping his cards close to his chest, and that's his right. But the whisper around town is that he seems pretty happy, and I'd expect the deal to get done at Adelaide.
It's beautiful.
Kingy, last time you went for a run was 15 years ago. When was the last time you did some weights?
Oh, look, I avoided doing weights for the last 3 or 4 years at the Kangas. So, it's been a long time. It'd be a significant shift in lifestyle to get involved in that, to be honest.
Good on you, Kingy. Good to talk to you, David. Thank you, David.
Bear boys.
Good on you, King.
Catch all the AFL action this weekend live at Adbreak Free on Fox Footy, Channel 504. Fox Footy's David King very soon. Bluey. With KG, Jars and Greg Blewett, Australia cricket team, a lot being talked about at the moment. Let's get our boy on.
Oh, not again. Fair dinkum. Strike me.
I love that.
Now, what do you got, Blue?
Australia wrapped up their disastrous tour of England during the week of course, they went down last Sunday, Jars, in the final at Old Trafford in the 50-over comp, or 50-over one day at 5-0. We got beaten.
That's not good.
So at one stage, I think Australia made about 210, and we had England 8 for 118
still
in their chase, and they got over the line. Josh Butler made 100,
he's
not
a good
out.
Player, that bloke.
So how do you feel about
player.
That? You just seem to be glossing over it.
You're not hurting.
I'm
telling you now, by the time the World Cup comes around next year, we'll be a completely different side. Yeah. We'll get all our, unless there's another sandpaper incident, but we'll have a lot of our gun players back, and there's some positives that came out of that tour. Sean Marsh, very good.
Yep.
Aaron Finch was very good.
Yep.
Ashton Agar's coming on leaps and bounds, and there were some good signs by Billy Stanlake as well for that tour.
What about Trav? Trav Head.
Trav didn't quite make the most of his opportunities up the
he
top.
Made 50s,
he got 350s in a row, but when you're opening the batting, mate, you've got to get match-winning hundreds.
Likes to go.
Now, there was a T20 during the week as well, which England won by 28 runs. They made 221, Australia all out for 193. Kane Richardson didn't have a good game, 4 overs for 59.
Oh. Wow.
And Heddy missed out as well. Aaron Finch, 84 off 41, was absolutely smoking them, but couldn't quite get us over the line. The boys now head to Zimbabwe for a massive series over there. What's funny?
People,
have they got turf wickets or hard wickets over there?
They've got turf wickets. It's a tri-series involving Pakistan.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of our boys, those naughty boys, Stephen Smith and David Warner, are playing some cricket in Canada.
Well, can I ask you the question? Why are they playing cricket? A ban surely is a ban.
Well, that's my next point, KG. So either a ban's a ban, or if they're able to play, go over and play in England, or they're allowed to play in Canada.
For money.
Why can't they play here in Australia and try and develop some of our players while they're playing? They could play Sheffield Shield cricket. They could play a Big Bash. They just can't play for Australia. They're banned from playing cricket for Australia. So why can't they play some Shield cricket?
They've got a 12-month ban.
They're playing in Canada, though.
Well, that's in another
country. Either a ban's a ban. No, I just don't get that. Why are they allowed to go and promote cricket in other countries, but they can't promote our Big Bash, or they can't try and help some players
I'm with you, Bluey.
Out at domestic level? Now, some good news. I mentioned Joe Mennie last week got a smack in the face. Well, he's recovering well, so he's still over in England, and he's on his way back. And also during the week, Peter Neville, the ex-Australian keeper, was named captain of New South Wales.
So why are we getting all these captains who are wicket keepers?
The way it is, mate.
Well, no, it's not.
It is.
No.
If they're the best leader, then they're the captain.
Tim Payne's struggling as a captain, as a wicket keeper.
Well, he's struggling with his batting, but I think his leadership's been very good for
a wicket keeper should not be captaining a cricket side.
I'll turn it up.
No, I don't agree with that.
Anyway, that's the cricket wrap.
Good on you, Bluey.
Dead Set Legends. For CMI Toyota South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. You okay, Cage?
I'm good.
Triple M. Now, we're going into the round preview, and even though this isn't the intro that we would normally use, we will be using this new one here.
I'm annoyed at this.
That's interesting.
Okay. KG and Blue, I just want to straighten up a little bit here. Now, a few weeks ago, the Salisbury North Football Club were kicked out of the Division 2 competition, right? And obviously, for obvious reasons, one of their players copped an 8-week suspension, which are on notice. And you know, we don't want to tolerate any bad behaviour in our great game of football. So that's okay. But I've got a parent that's just obviously rang through, concerned about some of the players that can't play from the Salisbury North Football Club in the amateur league competition because the clearances have been shut down, cancelled.
By who?
By the amateur league because that's what the decision they've made. But I've got Dallas, one of the parents, on the phone that just wants to talk to us about his son and his situation. Dallas, welcome to the Dead Set Legends.
Cheers, guys. How you going?
Mate, what's the situation and what do you want to discuss with us?
Oh, mate, I've just probably, since this decision has been made by the league, I've just got a concern for the young lads, because, I mean, to not allow them to play footy within the league, a lot of blokes are going to turn their back on footy because, it's not possible for all of them to go and play in the country leagues. And it just, to me, there was no duty of care given with the decision. It's really disappointing that some of the lads wanting to be playing footy as a result of this.
So, Dallas, what you're saying, that the Salisbury North Club has been banned, which is fair enough, but the kids that had no involvement in the incident want to go and play somewhere else, and are you saying the league has now cancelled all clearances?
Yeah, they're quite happy for them to transfer to any other country league, but not within the amateur league, which, and I'll give some examples of some lads that, just want to have a kick with their mates and can't even go back to maybe the club they come from where, one example is that one of the lads, grandparents is a life member of that club and he can't go, he played all his juniors there and the league's stopping him going back from, back to that club.
Well, how can they still, that's a restriction of trade, surely.
Well, that's exactly right. And, restriction of trade, some of these guys, the top-tier players can go in the country and get some money in that. But, even kids are just coming out of under-16s that might have played at the club. Where are they going to go? Because they're not allowed to go to another amateur league club.
So what about the welfare and the mental welfare of these players, Dallas? What's the situation there with a lot of the lads from the club?
Yeah, well, that was my main concern too, you know, with having a duty of care to these kids. Who knows what sort of world they're in at the minute, you know, because they're basically, a lot of them, their footy's their life.
Yep.
And for that right to be taken away from them, just to me doesn't make sense. And I've touched base with a few of these lads, and they're actually really despondent and don't know, you know, they're basically getting punished for something they haven't done.
So how many lads from the football club are looking to try and play in the Adelaide Amateur League, the Adelaide Footy League, for the rest of the year? Is there a few of them?
Well, to be honest, at the time that the decision was made, about 8 to 10 had put in clearances.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had three teams this year, and which potentially could be 50 or 60 players, and some of them haven't been put in clearances because they just think they can't go anywhere. Some of them, you know, might be apprentices that, you know, legitimately can't go and play in the country. And what disturbs me is, you know, even their parents and grandparents can't even come watch them play now.
Well, why has the Amateur League banned their clearances, so, Dallas? Why?
Well, mate, that's a question you have to pose to them, because what they've done, they've exercised a rule within their own rules that they govern by, which basically says that they can rescind any transfer without a reason given.
Gee whiz. That's harsh on the kids.
Oh, very harsh, no
involvement.
Have the club had any dialogue with the Adelaide Footy League in regards to this issue?
Oh, we have initially when they handed down, you know, the decision about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But since then, it seems as though they made a decision, then they didn't. Then they actually cleared some players on the Sporting Pulse website. They cleared some players. Yeah. And then rang the clubs and said, no, they can't play. And then the kids just don't know where they're at the minute.
Mm, okay. Shemozzle. Absolute shemozzle.
Thanks, Dallas. We'll try and follow that up, mate. We'll see what else.
That's not fair.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
What may occur. But thanks, mate. Thanks for sharing it.
No worries, guys. Cheers, guys. Thank
you. Dallas. That's not fair, Jars.
Well, it's not.
It's wrong.
You can't stop a kid playing football.
No, of course you can't. Blue? A kid who did nothing.
Can you quickly just explain for those people who don't know, why was the whole football club suspended?
They're on that. It's called a AAA. They're on notice for misdemeanours in the last 2 or 3 years. All right, so the clubs get, you know, a couple of warnings, straighten up, get your house in order, and that's fair enough. Absolutely support all that. But a player from Salisbury North copped an 8-week ban, all right, a few weeks ago.
So that's it.
And then that tips your club over. So then the Amateur League made a decision to kick him out for the rest of the year. They can reapply back in the affiliation next year, and then it's up to the other clubs to vote. So, and then the decision was made, and all of a sudden, you know, a lot of the other. When the decision was made, some of their top players from Salisbury North took off to the Barossa Leagues. They can go to those other competitions, but not the LA Footy League. And I think Dallas was saying that there's all those players that were left over that live in the metro area
just want to play football.
And
It smells a bit, that one jars a little bit.
Okay.
I don't mind telling
good
you.
Stuff. Right. What's up next, what do you got?
Q&A.
Ooh.
With nowhere to hide and questions you have to answer yes or no. It's next on Dead Set Legends Triple F. For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, it is Dead Set Legends with KG, Jars and Greg Blewett.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
Greg Blewett, will Cricket Australia sack Tim Payne as captain?
Yes, I believe so. Of the one-day team.
Okay. KG, can Carlton defeat Port today at the MCG?
No.
KG, Socceroos, studs or duds?
No, they're not. They were good. They were very
studs
good.
Or duds?
They're studs. They're not duds.
Greg Blewett, at what age should kids start playing sport?
Oh, what age?
Yeah, what age?
As soon as they can walk
what,
and
2 years
throw
old?
Something.
Yeah. 2 years old, they'll start playing sport.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Greg Blewett, did you get an offer from Advanced Hair?
No. Why? Why would I? I've got plenty of hair.
KG, is GWS Jeremy Cameron a thug?
Not a thug, but he was totally irresponsible in the act that he committed, and he deserved 5 weeks. No doubt. No question. In fact, he should have been sent off. Yeah.
KG, is it time to bring in the red card system for AFL footy?
Yes, bugger. It is. I just said that.
Yeah, I know. Greg Blewett, who's the better toy, Woody or Buzz?
Who?
Who's the better toy, Woody or Buzz?
Buzz, yeah, Toy Buzz. Story. Okay. No, I've seen all those, don't worry.
Well, who's the better toy?
Buzz!
Greg Blewett, did the Crows get it wrong by holding a press conference on a Saturday at 3 o'clock last week?
Well, I do believe so, yes.
So they got it wrong?
Yeah, they did.
Greg Blewett, in one word, how would you describe Nick Kyrgios?
Interesting.
Oh, you are... You didn't say that off air. KG, yeah. Are the Gold Coast Suns hurting the brand of AFL football?
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Shouldn't be in the comp.
KG, yes. Did you play hide and seek with your first girlfriend?
No, I didn't play hide and seek with her. She always wanted me.
Greg Blewett, which celebrity would make the worst leader of a country?
Well, I answer Maradona.
Oh,
can you
that's
can
not
you
bad.
Can you call him a celebrity? Yeah. He's absolute
superstar.
Something okay. Jockey. He's
KG, is it time the federal and state government redeveloped the northern end of Adelaide Oval?
Yes, if they touch that, I'll shoot anybody who puts their hands on doing anything with the scoreboard at the northern end. Leave it alone.
I'm with you, KG.
Yeah, leave it alone.
KG, would you trade to get young guns Jack Lekosius, Rory Sloan, or Tex Walker?
I'd look at Rory Sloan, to be quite frank with you.
So you would trade Rory Sloan to get Jack Lekosius?
I'll answer by saying I would look at it. I'll be keen to see how his foot comes up, because I reckon young Lekosius is a gun.
So you'd get rid of Rory Sloan?
I didn't say that. I said I'd look at it. Fair enough.
Greg Blewett, this or that question. Bath or shower?
Shower.
Meat or vegetables?
Meat.
A rich friend or loyal friend?
Loyal.
Working alone or working in a team?
Team.
KG.
Yes, that's me.
Can you do an impersonation of an angry elephant?
I think we need that mic replaced just on the... Hit the switch. Greg Blewett
that's
has
an angry
actually
elephant.
Lost it.
Is that an angry elephant?
Oh. It is.
No, it's
very good. That's how they go.
That's it, chaps. Thank you very much.
Oh,
dumbfounded.
Quickly send a cheerio to a George.
All right.
A man who helped me pay a parking.
Come on. Now, today, George. Carlton v. the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Who's going to win that one?
Port Adelaide.
Port.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous for Port.
No.
I'm a bit I am. Cade Simpson, 300.
They're home.
No.
Okay. No, Tommy Jonas worries me.
MCG.
You think Todd Marshall may pull out and Jack Watts maybe...
I'd heard he's got a sore shoulder.
All right.
And you reckon the Crows by 60 points?
Look, today, Adelaide Crows. Yeah. See, Eagles have got three today. Very good forwards out. Sloaney's back. Rory Laird's back. I like it that Fogarty and Curly Hampton are getting an opportunity. I really like us. We've had 2 weeks off. They've
better
regrouped. The
now.
Players are tight. They've had an absolute massive backlash from the supporters re-campgate. Big Sam Jacobs will dominate. I think 60 points today. And the faith will be in massive numbers
they
today.
They are good things today.
B-O-G for Sloaney today, I reckon.
B-O-G for Sloaney.
First game back.
It'd just be good to get his hands on the footy early.
His presence.
But anyway, well done. So good luck to the both teams today.
Yep.
All right, we're done?
Done.
Cage, do an elephant.
The Dead Set Legends, the best way to kickstart your Saturday. And check out CMI Toyota for the best range of new and demo Toyota in stock. 104.7 Triple M.